Now, the rest of the story. In Orlando, Florida, around the turn of the century, there was a place youngsters used to stop on their way home from school, a favorite hangout called Hungerford's Restaurant and Bakery. Hungerford's had two main attractions, homemade candy and Hiram Calder. Now, Hiram was a mysterious individual, rarely spoke, almost never smiled. The youngsters who frequented Hungerford's speculated endlessly about Hiram. A newcomer to Orlando in 1888, Calder was promptly hired as Hungerford's baker and counterman, as the position was termed. When not baking in the kitchen, Hiram just sat behind the counter quietly. Those recalling Hiram from those days described a man of average height and build, usually plainly dressed in pants and shirt. It was said that Calder had a wife named Sarah, and that Sarah had died October 2 of 1910, and Hiram was never the same after that. Heartbroken, virtually frantic with grief, Hungerford's baker eventually quit the job to spend hours each day at Sarah's grave. Calder, who could barely afford the expensive monument purchased for Sarah, soon lost everything. Money was first to go, and health followed quickly. Now, the disease Hiram contracted, pellagra, was once common among alcoholics and depressives. And on July 13 of 1914, Hiram died of pellagra. Calder's last home was an Orange County institution for indigents, final resting place, an unmarked grave in the local potter's field. 26 years in Orlando, and nobody ever suspected what I'm about to tell you. 26 years in that community, a popular hangout for all of the youngsters, and they never knew the rest of the story. That Hiram Calder, Hungerford's introverted baker and counterman, was not a man at all. Hiram was a she. Hiram was a woman whose secret shame drove her to a lifetime in disguise. Discovered in Hiram's Bible after her death was the explanation for it all, an assortment of documents piecing together the strange story of a teenage girl living in New York City, giving birth to a child out of wedlock, then running away with the infant, hiding and traveling. By the time the unwed mother reached Orlando, her daughter was just old enough to pass for someone's young wife, and thus further to spare the daughter the disgrace of illegitimacy, was conceived this elaborate deception. The unwed mother from New York would dress and act as a man named Hiram Calder, and her daughter would assume the role of Hiram's bride. It was Sarah, that same daughter, for whom Hiram grieved herself to death. And yet, while investigators have not discovered Hiram's original name beyond that of H.E. Calder, they have revealed the true significance of Hiram's 26-year charade. You see, woman's suffrage was not legal in the state of Florida until it was nationally approved with the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920. I said woman suffrage was not legal in Florida. 1920 was 6 years after Hiram Calder died. And yes, Hiram was a registered voter. What I'm saying is that H.E. Calder, an unwed mother from New York City, as Hiram the baker, in the attire of a man, became the first United States woman ever to vote. And now you know the rest of the story.